the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Eye of the Lion podcast with your host, Kevin Castillo, where we aim to transform the ordinary to become extraordinary through truth, leadership, and inspiration. Let's go ahead and dive in. I know it's been a minute since I've recorded on the podcast. You may be wondering what happened. Well, a lot has happened. Don't want to go too deep into it, but I almost gave up. And I really did almost give up. I really feel that a lot of stuff kind of got in the way. A lot of stuff has happened over the course of 10 years. And where am I going with 10 years? Where did I get that number from, 10 years? Well, actually, this year, 10 years ago was 2014. Connected with a guy out of Canada, entrepreneur, had a life I really liked, I really desired. Was trying to chase what he had, what I thought was happiness, which I still to this day believe is happiness, my version of happiness versus what I've seen from other people who have their lives and what they're doing. I became fascinated with entrepreneurs, business owners, because I really felt that that is something that I really want. I still want to this day. I have not achieved that greatness as of yet. I don't know what God has in store for me as to when, but I really feel that I thought that I needed to give up. So I was going to shut the podcast down, try to do a lot of different things, try to figure out what I really wanted to do. Have you ever thought about doing something and then you stop or quit and just eliminate it? And then it keeps crossing your mind over and over and over, and you never get to it, but eventually you get back to it because you keep thinking about it. Well, I wanted to give up on the podcast. I wanted to give up on my dreams. I wanted to give up a lot of things, but I wanted to go ahead and start back the podcast, but I kept putting it off and putting it off because I wanted to perfect it in a way that whenever I brought it back out, I wanted it to be perfect. Well, the other day I opened up a bottle of tea underneath the lid. It had a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. You may have heard it. It said, do what you can with what you have with where you are. That really kind of opened up a lot of things to me thinking of, wow, that is very impactful. So here I am today. I'm doing what I can with what I have, with where I am. And where am I at right now? I'm in my car. I'm on break at my job. You see, I wanted to start this podcast and record when I get home at the end of the day after a long, hard days of work. But I was always tired, sleepy. I have a lovely family. Family comes first. I want to take care of my wife, take care of my daughter, put her down. But the challenge I faced was whenever it came time to go into the office, I was just tired, no energy. And the thing is if I produce a podcast episode with low energy, you're going to hear it and you're not going to be inspired by it because my energy just isn't there. So I had to ask myself hard questions. And these are questions that you need to ask yourself when you face a challenge. I asked myself, when do I have my most amount of energy? When do I have my least amount of energy? I have my most amount of energy early in the morning, throughout the day, afternoon. I have my least amount of energy in the evenings and nights. So what did I come up with? I bought a cordless portable podcast microphone that I'm talking on right now. The quality is not going to be the best. It's not going to be as great as the microphone in my office, but who cares? I'm doing what I can with what I have. Where I'm at, on break, in my car, in a parking lot. And I share the story with you because not all times are going to be perfect to start something. A lot of times you're going to have to just do it. And just forget the fact that it's not going to be perfect. But over time, consistency over time is going to eventually perfect it. And then once you perfect it, you move on to the next thing and start perfecting it. I don't like to perfect things and then just stop. I like to figure out what's next. Now, I want to talk about my circle, my network, all these different things. Again, I almost gave up. I almost gave up on my dreams, my goals. And one of the things is that I was at an event about 2 years ago. I want to give credit where credit is due. I think her name was Jalen Powell, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was her name. She said something that really inspired me, because I've given up many a times on different things, but this kind of really hit. And she said, if you quit, you are giving others permission to quit. That really hit me hard. And I have a 2-year-old daughter. I knew that when she was born, I had about 3 to 4 years to make some sort of goal, impact, become somebody that I really want to be before she starts taking notice of my habits. You know, I like my job. I wouldn't say I love it, because I think that's a hard question to ask. I like my job. I like the people I'm around. I definitely love my customers, but I don't believe that this is where God has me meant to be. But I do feel that this is where He has me as of right now. See, we go through life and we have all these different chapters, and this is just a chapter I'm on right now. Business ownership, entrepreneurship, I really feel that God doesn't want me there right now for some reason. Whatever that reason, I don't know. Only He knows. So I've slowed down a little bit on trying to force things, because I've noticed that you can't really force a lot of things to make them happen. They have to happen within time. I believe in patience, but I also believe in aggressive patience. And if God is telling me to be patient, I'm going to be patient right now. But I'm recording right now because I want to get the message out. I love stories. I love sharing the struggle, the journey, and also providing the solution. Throughout the past 10 years, I have connected with a minimum of 100 people. That's a lot of people. And when you have your goal set on one thing, you run into different people all the time. And I was developing what's called shiny object syndrome. If you don't know what that is, you're focusing on one thing, you connect with somebody, they try to get you to get into whatever they're offering, and then you connect with more people, they try to get you into what they're offering, and before you know it, you've taken your eye off the main thing that you started on. So I don't regret meeting all these people. I'm very grateful. I have, unfortunately, stopped all ties, connections, communications, whatever it may be, whatever you call it, with probably 90% of all these people I've connected with, because I need to focus on that one thing I started out with, the podcast, impacting, making an impact. Sharing my story, sharing the journey, sharing the struggle, helping to provide solutions. So a lot of times we live in a world where everybody is an expert. I believe that becoming an expert in something doesn't necessarily require a certification, a degree, whatever it may be. I think that someone is deemed an expert if they have done something over and over and over to the time they perfect it and they become an expert at it. Some things like attorney, doctor, CPA, teachers, educators, they have to have the certification, the degree, and all these different things. That's that side. But am I an expert in some things? I believe I am, but I'm not going to preach that I'm an expert in certain things. I have seen a lot of things in my life. And one of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast was I wanted to share my journey. I wanted to share my struggle. And one of the struggles that I have and what I was facing was starting the podcast. What was holding me back? Why wasn't I doing it? Well, I found out why I couldn't do it. I had no energy, tired. So what did I do? I went out. Actually, let me back up. I wrote the questions. I thought it over. I answered the questions and I came up with my own solution. So the time for me to record my podcast when I am at my highest energy is throughout the day, not at night. So I encourage you to figure out what it is that you want. What is it that's holding you back? Ask yourself the hard questions. Buy a journal. I have a journal. I'm constantly writing stuff down all the time. And then taking it and putting it in my notes section on my iPhone. There's a notes section app on your phone that works wonders for me. I encourage you to utilize it the best of your ability because it works wonders. So I want to back up a little bit. My ADD, I think, is kicking in just a little bit. I don't even know if I have ADD. I've never been diagnosed, or even have been in to be tested. But going back to just cutting ties with a lot of people, I've really focused on about five people that have really made an impact in my life. And these five people, unlike a lot of the ones I cut ties with, have been with me from the beginning, the middle, and now. They check in on me. If they know that I'm struggling, they're always checking in. They're not trying to sell me on their program. And when I say no, they cut ties with me because I said no. These five people are not here to sell me. They're here to be there by my side and support me, which is what I love about these five people. But I also want to encourage you that who are you hanging with? Who are you associating yourself with? I forget who said it. You become who you surround yourself and associate yourself with the most. Ask yourself that question. And are these people moving you towards your goal or further away from it? I had to really ask myself that question. Even at work, I put up a little reminder. I got little sticky notes that I tape to my desk that remind me of certain things throughout the day to not take my eye off the goal. I have something that says, in order to have a great future, you have to create the great future. And then one of the biggest things is I get distracted a lot and I have it where I see it all day long. Is this pushing me towards my goal or is it pushing me away from my goal? So if I want to go on Facebook, I ask myself, is this pushing me away from my goal or pushing me towards my goal? I'm not 100% against Facebook. I do utilize it in a way that most people don't. A lot of people use it to gossip, just to get nosy. I use it to connect with people, check in on people, but I don't let it occupy my whole entire day. I have to be smart with it. I have to put my limits on it, how much I'm on it. So again, I wanted to record this podcast to obviously share my journey, share how I am overcoming obstacles throughout my life. I know that I have a goal that I want to achieve. I know it's not going to happen overnight. I've been on this journey for literally 10 years of trying to figure out who I am, who I really want to be. I've pretty much sampled a lot of different things from day one, 10 years ago. And here I am. I'm constantly thinking about it, podcast. And what I love about the podcast is I get to share my story. I get to share my journey, the journey, the struggles, the solutions. And I want you to reflect on your life. How are you overcoming your obstacles? What are you doing? If you want to do something, what's holding you back? Figure out a way. Where is the most of your time going? How can you free up some time? For me, I don't have a lot of time throughout the day. And again, I'm so exhausted when I get off work. And I don't want to produce a podcast episode if I'm low on energy. So what have I done? I have found a way to free up time throughout my day taking a break, which I'm on right now, to record this episode. And what works for me may not work for you. I'm not for everybody. You might find out that your highest energy is at the end of the day. Everybody's just different. So I encourage you, if you're going to give up, think about it. Really think about it. Try to figure out a way to make it work. That's what I did. I'm working on figuring out how to make it work. So if you want to write that book, start that podcast, start singing, whatever it may be, stop trying, stop waiting for the perfect time, because there's never going to be a perfect time. You know, most people that are great, highly successful, they didn't wait for the perfect time. They just got out there and got to work and, you know, figured it out along the way. Just start with where you're at and you'll get better over time, day after day. The more you're consistent, the better you're going to get. And before you know it, it's going to be a cakewalk for you. There's going to be little to no effort into doing whatever you're doing. So this podcast, I don't think it's the best podcast I've ever made, but I started. You may have got something out of this. You may have not. Again, I'm not for everybody. This podcast isn't going to be for everybody. A lot of people only listen to certain people. I listen to certain people that I resonate with. I don't listen to them because of the name or how popular they are. I like to connect with people and listen to people that I resonate with. So I'm going to be honest with you. My podcast episodes are going to reveal a lot of struggle, a lot of the journey that I go through on a daily basis. And my goal is I hope that you can get a lot out of it and see throughout the time, the days, the years of where I started and where I'm going. And I hope that you can use this and implement it into your life in some way, shape, or form. So I highly encourage you to share this with somebody that can take the value and apply it to their life. Even you could take this and apply it to your life. And don't give up. But whatever you get out of this episode, take notes. And again, share it. You don't know who it can impact. And with that being said, if you could like, subscribe, leave a review. I'm on all major platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, Apple Podcasts. I can't name them all. I'm on a bunch of them. But yeah, it helps me grow the podcast with more reviews, sharing it, getting out to the people. I'm just your average Joe right now. I'm nobody special. And I really want to gear my information towards the overworked 9-to-5er that struggles, wants to find a way. And I want to be the person that throws a life jacket out to help save that person to create a better life. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and we'll see you on the next episode. Take care, guys.